players, but young guys fighting for jobs?
Speed. A little more speed in our game. So we've spent 8 hard days, 9 actually when you count the testing. They've had a straight run of taxing drills on their legs. So we haven't seen much speed to our game. And we'll move into a speed component here over the next week. Maybe a little bit of rust after a day off, but I'd like to see more speed in our game.
Is it a vote of confidence for some of those guys, or show me what you got?
The show me what you got's true every night. The reason that the big contracted guys are there is because they usually do. But that we've got 3 more games to make the final decision on what our roster looks like.
You've said you like the potential of Patan, skill set wise, on the wing. You have him playing at center tonight.
Yeah,
between
he has to be a 2-position player. We've got 2 centermen lightly nicked up, so there's the hole in our lineup for tonight's games at center. He's pretty excited about getting to play with those 2 guys, and it'll be fun to watch.
Where are you injury-wise going into this final week of the preseason?
We have nobody injured, other than Jan Kostluk, but we have nobody injured off the ice. So everybody that has a minor injury skated this morning, and I'm looking to move those guys into main group, some of them hopefully tomorrow. Great. So he's in that group. We're not overly concerned. He skated today. It's more of a test day. They all felt good on Saturday, felt that made improvements, took a day's rest yesterday. Want to be sure before we put him into a main group, even if it was a morning skate for us. So I also don't like having 28 guys out there for the morning skate. So that group was just tested out today, and hopefully we get the green light on all of them.
What does JC Lafond mean in the lineup say about his effort on Saturday?
He's had a couple opportunities, and his effort was right on Saturday. He deserved to get back into another exhibition game. And for all of those young men, it is, to your earlier question, can you do it again?
You've talked about guys filling roles in the AHL, and when it's time, you'd like to see them plug in, you know, in that same role in the big club. So
right.
Does that mean for you the preference would be that when Kyle Connor is ready to make it, that he gets plugged into that top 6 right away?
Or 9, right, depending on how it looks. That would be a preference.
What are your thoughts on Sean Mathias' camp thus far and how he's getting?
He's taken a lot of mass off. He's quite a bit lighter this year by design. He wanted to get faster, and he is faster. I kind of know where Sean is at with his game, so I've moved him around with different centers, but he looks real quick.
Nice.
Correct.
Same.